Hey, Jason John Cowart here, Next Gen Pastor at New Covenant Church in Longview, Texas. And this is a podcast called Thoughts, where I highlight and discuss a thought or an idea or something God shows me over the course of the day. And I'd love to hear what you think. So let's continue the conversation on Facebook or Instagram at Jason John Cowart, or you can visit wearencc.com or jasonjohncowart.com. I hope to hear from you soon. Thank you so much for listening. Be blessed. So last night at our first Wednesday service, Pastor Chuck, our senior pastor, talked for a moment about how many youth were present and how they were really engaging God through worship, and he just really bragged on them for a moment. He talked about how strong our youth ministry was and how people's lives were being changed, and it was awesome to see those students and to hear them be acknowledged. I mean, God really has done some amazing things in our youth ministry here. But then he turned the praise in my direction and began to talk about how great of a job I was doing and how well I was leading them. He said I was one of the main reasons youth was so great at NCC. I'm telling you, man, that felt good, you know. It feels good to be affirmed. It feels good to hear that praise, especially in public. It made me want to work harder and lead even better. And when he came to sit back down, I leaned over and I told him something that I genuinely believe. I said, it's easy to lead well when you're led well. I have seriously never been led as well as I have been here. And really, a strong youth ministry is a result of that leading. I would say even more than my leading. I mean, I'm at a church where they care more about me than my task or my assignment. They care about how far I go and how effective I am in my purpose. I mean, they take that responsibility to help me reach my highest potential in Christ Jesus very seriously. And, you know, youth is going well, and that's true because there have been countless meetings behind the scenes where my leaders have poured into me. They've sent me for training. They've invested in my abilities and my talents, and they've unpacked into me everything that they knew. But even more than investing in what I could do, they've invested in who I could become. See, there were meetings that were hard where they revealed blind spots in me and they uncovered wounds in me. And there were times when I didn't even really want to deal with an issue or an attitude or a situation, but they loved me too much not to press in. And I soon realized that they weren't being mean. They were being contractors. They saw my ceiling and they refused to let me stop at it. So they began working in me to raise my ceiling. Sometimes, you know, I felt bare and exposed, but every meeting and every hard conversation expanded my potential to a new height. I can lead well because I have been led well. My question is who is leading you? Who are you allowing to speak into your life? Who is helping you see blind spots and address problem areas in your life? Who have you contracted to raise the ceiling of your potential? If you don't have someone, find someone as soon as possible. I mean, I needed my leaders. I still need them. And you need a leader too. Truth is, love is not letting me be me, but rather helping me be more than I thought I could be. Love is it's a hard conversation. Love is willing to bring up something that may hurt. There's a reason the Bible tells us faithful are the wounds of a friend. I love where I am in life right now. It's a good place. It's a great place. And while there are still some times when I have hard meetings and moments of correction, I know these moments are born out of love and designed to help me reach God's potential for my life. I've often said that one of my greatest fears is that I'll stand before God one day and he will tell me that he gave me this much to do, so why did I only accomplish a portion? Whatever God has for me, I want to do it all. I want to do everything I can for him on the side of heaven. And I know God knows that about me, and I'm sure you feel the same way about your own potential. I mean, thankfully, God gave me people to help me accomplish that. He gave me great leaders, and they're a huge part of why I can lead well. A large part of leading well is being willing to be led. So I'd ask again, who's leading you? If you don't have someone, find someone. And if you do, embrace their guidance, knowing that not only will you be a better leader, but you will make a greater impact.